beside the personal transformation as well as the team transformation that will take place as part of the Nature Leadership experience, the leadership skills that you are going to obtain and perceive are absolutely relevant, and I would like to introduce them to you now. Now, let's talk about the leadership transformation that will take part as part of the Nature Leadership experience. And to understand that, we need to ask ourselves the question, what's the purpose of a leader? Why is a leader a leader? Or why did a leader become a leader? So, in my way of thinking and out of my perspective, a leader's purpose is, first of all, to create an environment where others are able to be successful. And to do so, he has to have an understanding about the leader's purpose. And the leader's purpose is to create other leaders and create an environment where others are able to grow and learn. So there are two major purposes, is to create leaders as well as to teach others and to make them grow and learn so that they're able to become the person that are able to become a person that is able to achieve their personal vision, outcome, objective, or goal. And to be able to lead others and to create leaders and create an environment where learning is possible, they need to lead themselves. They need to be able to not just lead others, but first of all, to lead themselves. So to create an environment where people can be successful and can live up to their best potential, where they can learn and grow, is one of the core purposes, as well as that leaders have to go through that by their own before they can create it for others. So why I hiked Lake Tahoe alone is I had to go through that purpose, that mission, that objective my own before I'm able to guide others through the same experience. So if you are going through your own personal transformation, you can lead others to go through their personal transformation.